Beth Emmett on Ridge Ave. Here we are at Beth Emmett Jewish Synagogue at 1224 Dempster Street, Evanston, Illinois. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke here on January 13, 1958. He was invited by Beth Emmett, the Free Synagogue, to participate in the Beth Emmett Forum. He was given the forum's opening lecture that evening, which he titled, A Great Time to Be Alive. The theme of his speech was on integration, and ironically, Dr. King spent the night in the basement of the synagogue because nearby hotels would not allow Negro guests. King ate in Evanston on the evening of January 13, 1958, at the home of Rabbi David Polish of Beth Emmett. Here's an excerpt of his recorded speech, which was found in the basement of Beth Emmett in 2000.
I speak to you this evening as one who lives every day under the threat of death, one who has had to subject his family to dangerous living, one who has had to go to bed many nights in agony and pain, standing amid the surging murmur of life's restless sea. But in the midst of all of this, I have faith in the future. I believe in the future because I believe in God. I believe that is a creative force in this universe. Call it what you may. Maybe you don't believe in a personal God. You may refer to him as a principle of concretion or as being itself or as an impersonal Brahman or as an unconscious force or as an unmoved mover. Call it what you may. That is a creative force in this universe. Seeks to bring together the disconnected aspects of reality into a harmonious whole. That is a power that works at every moment to bring low prodigious hilltops of evil and pull down gigantic mountains of injustice. That is something in this universe which justifies Carlyle in saying no lie can live forever. That is something in this universe that justifies William Cullen Bryant in saying, no lie can live forever. That is something in this universe that justifies James Russell Lowell in saying, truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown stands God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. So down in Montgomery, Alabama, we can walk and never get weary because we know that is a great camp meeting in the promised land of freedom and justice. I believe that. I believe in the future because I believe in God. And I leave you this evening with this challenge. And I say, work it every moment. To bring into being the ideals and principles of this third period. This is a great time to be alive.
Dr. King's visit to Beth Emmett birthed a new organization called the North Shore Summer Project, officially founded in 1961, which called discriminatory housing in the suburban communities north of Chicago. The North Shore Summer Project's goal was to challenge the owners who refused to rent or sell housing to the Jews and African American on basis of race and religion. The movement grew to include more than 40 religious, civic, and human relations organizations.
You're broken down and tired. Living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains, we gon' walk it out and move mountains, and I. A thousand. silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move, I won't dance, bring it to its feet. For that we have each other. I will rise 1,000 times again.